This week is one of Boise's biggest annual events, the Treefort Music Festival. But for those who aren't interested in bands that are hip with the kids, there are many other forts to choose from. There's a tech-themed fort, one for beer enthusiasts, another for yoga. And as Adam Cotterell reports, if what you love is words and stories, well, there's a fort for you.
Story Fort started last year. One of its two creators, Christian Wynn, is imagining this year's Story Fort setup in Boise's Linen Building.
We'll just have a stage up front, probably 75 chairs or so, standing room around that.
It takes some doing to picture how it will look, because this long, narrow room with wood floors and a high ceiling is transitioning away from a performance venue, and it's already been taken over by a church. It's divided into rooms now with yellow curtains and occupied by things like a box of Bible-themed kids' books. But Wynn is a professional imaginer. He's a fiction writer and will be reading at one of the Story Fort events.
You'll say Britt introduces me, Christian Wynn, there was a Christian. We'll get up here and I'll introduce the story.
The person introducing Wynn in that scenario is Britt Udison, director of Boise's Literature Center, The Cabin. Udison is the other person who came up with Story Fort.
I had this idea that the cabin wanted to be involved in events throughout the community, not just events that we ran. Christian Wynn had this idea that Tree Fort should also include storytelling, should include some of the great writers in our town.
So Udison and Wynn went to Tree Fort director Eric Gilbert and pitched Story Fort.
And the great thing about Eric and everybody else on the Tree Fort team is that they're so welcoming and generous about including other people in their grand vision.
Treefort's grand vision includes highlighting local talent and exposing local audiences to nationally known artists. This year's Story Fort out-of-towners include journalist Jeff Chu, poet Adrian Keene, and fiction writer Laura Vandenberg. And there's Idaho artists telling stories and talking about telling stories in five mediums. There's a well-known blogger, there's history, fiction, performance storytelling, and lots of poetry.
Oh my goodness, poetry sells in Boise. There are several events that you can go to almost any week, and people show up.
Local poet and poetry event organizer Megan Williams is running the poetry part of Story Fort. Williams says Udison is right. Boise is a poetry town.
A reading here in Boise, when we bring in someone from Portland or New York or wherever, we get 40 to 50 people there.
And William says readings by Idaho poets are just as well attended. The Cabin's Britt Udison estimates about 1,000 people came to Story Fort last year, but it's hard to count. People come and go between other Tree Fort offerings. Udison sees Story Fort as a way to get more people involved in the Boise literary scene. She says the cabin has been doing what it does for 20 years and doing it well. But Treefort music fans could be the audience for the next 20 years.
There are a lot of people who are at Treefort who may not even know who we are, even though we've been here for so long. I'm sure some of the people who have series tickets to our lecture series will be there. But the bulk of the people there probably have never come to our events, and we're really excited to meet them.
Christian Wynn says hearing a writer read his or her own work can get people hooked.
Once you see one thing, you get exposed to the next, and then the next, you see that person's going to be reading, you know, in a month. They'll say, that was fun, so we'll go to this one, too.
Wynn says at Story Fort, he'll read a new short story that was just accepted by a fiction magazine.
Arco, Idaho is the title. It's about a young woman who's traveling up to Grand Teton National Park with her father.
And then he starts the reading for his imaginary audience.
Here I go. Please, Sylvia, give me a moment to think. And these are the last words you hear your father say.
Wynn and others will be performing for real audiences Thursday through Sunday at the Linen Building. Story Fort is free to the public. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.